from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's just a trust thing. I understand. Joe, me and Joe been together before, and, you know, if you've seen how he used me there, you kind of got an idea, so I ain't going to give out the conversation. But I put all my trust in him to put me in the right spots in the right position to succeed in this offense.
That's Curtis Samuel. This is your sign to draft Curtis Samuel in fantasy, right? Mm-hmm. Joe had interesting numbers he was relaying to me on the field yesterday about his carries.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel carrying the ball, which is something we are seeing here occasionally, whether he's, you know, with the running backs because James Cook is out, or just from the receiver position, he's getting the ball, and that's not giving away state secrets, because as a receiver, he gets the ball.
Yes.
In handoff situations.
Yes, he does. He, in some of them, like, would be reverse plays, but a lot of them in the backfield. Very up and down. So he had 7 carries last year. 38.
Did any Bills receiver have 7? I'll look that up. You go ahead.
7 carries?
Yeah.
In a year?
Last year.
I bet no. McKenzie would have probably a couple years ago. So 7 last year. 2022, Samuel had 38 carries for Washington.
Deontay Hardy had 4 carries last year.
That was it?
That was it. He led receivers in carries with 4. And yeah. The Bills are about to obliterate that with Curtis Samuel this year.
Well, because, right. He had 4 his first year in Washington after 38, you know, last year, 2 years ago. His 1 year with Joe Brady, his 1 full year with Joe Brady in 2020, Samuel had a career-high 41 carries. Smashing.
41's a lot.
I mean, 10 times, wow. Right, what their leading receiver had last year. So, yeah, he's going to be a part of that game as well. Snap counts in the backfield, like he lines up back there and will catch the ball too. So I don't know that he'll play there more than, you know, their backup running back. But, hey, like, there's a Ty Johnson injury there yesterday, too. And immediately you could look at their running back depth and go, huh, do they need another running back? And I'm kind of thinking no in the first place, because I don't know if Ty Johnson's even going to miss that much time. And two, Samuel's going to play in the backfield. So, between Samuel playing some in the backfield and then 2 other running backs, one of which is James Cook, is going to play most of it, like, you're good. You should be good. Those are carries and snaps that he's going to play back there that you didn't have a guy last year that was doing the same thing.
I'm trying to find the last Bills receiver to have 15 carries in a season.
You think it's never happened?
I mean, I'm going
what
back.
About, did McKenzie ever have?
McKenzie got to 10.
Really? That's all he ever got to?
That's all he ever got to. The guy that was supposed to be this guy.
Have they ever had a tweener guy that kind of plays both?
I mean, I'm going back here. Joe, I've got Travaris Cadet and Keith Ford getting 20-plus carries.
Wow. Keith Ford.
Yeah.
We're going way back.
Here's Frank Summers with 12 back in 2013.
The fullback?
Yeah.
Frank Summers?
I'm trying to find Brad Smith had 14 in 2012.
And that was kind of cheating because he was like the Wildcat guy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's not even really – and he was listed at quarterback, I think, some of those years.
I mean, holy cow.
I bet you they've never had one get above
15 carries.
Didn't T.O. have a bunch of carries his year?
T.O. had 6.
Okay, so that's – I don't – see.
And he ran one for a touchdown.
That touchdown, I saw a clip of it a couple of months ago, and you can't believe how fast Terrell Owens is still moving at 37 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it is crazy how fast he is moving. He's 7 years older in that clip than, like, Diggs is right now, and he's still, like, the fastest person on the field. T.O. is crazy.
I'm back to Roscoe Parrish, who did not carry the ball that much.
Wow.
For the Bills. 2005, Kelly Holcomb had 18 carries. So the point is here, Curtis Samuel is about to be the kind of weapon in this offense that we,
okay.
Again, like, it sounds dramatic to say it, but if I keep going back far enough, I'll find somebody that got 15 carries.
Yeah.
We've never seen anybody like this in this Bills offense.
No.
He's going to get the ball running.
He's going to. That year, by the way, he played with Joe Brady. His snap count by position, he played 399 snaps in the slot, 177 snaps out wide, 70 snaps in the backfield, and then 12 snaps at tight end.
Jeez.
So Brady, that was the year with Joe Brady. Brady had him basically everywhere.
And Josh, do you have that clip you played coming in? Have it again real quick, because listen to what Samuel says about his role. As we lay all that out, about how the Bills have never had anybody do this, and he's played with Brady, and he says like something to the effect of, "I'm not going to tell you what happens, but look what happened before."
It's just a trust thing. I understand. Joe, me and Joe been together before, and you know, if you've seen how he used me there, you kind of got an idea. So I ain't gonna give out the conversation, but I put all my trust in him to put me in the right spots in the right position to succeed in this offense.
That's Curtis Samuel saying like, "I'm gonna get the ball all the time. I'm gonna get the ball all the time in this offense." I would be drafting Curtis Samuel in fantasy leagues if I could. And I can, so I probably
will. What is all the time to you? Is he getting...
He'll get 100 targets. So, he'll get 100 targets and he'll get 30 carries.
That's what. Is there any reason to believe that year with Joe Brady when he had, let's call it opportunities, 97 targets plus 41 attempts in the ground
game. So 130...
136
130,
opportunities.
Yeah.
Is he going to top that number?
I just laid out 130 easy. 100 targets and 30 rushes.
I mean, is there any – and also, this is why, like, I kind of half-kiddingly made a bet last week that he's going to lead the NFL in receiving yards. And I know it's just receiving yards. I think he's the one guy in the offense where I feel like I know exactly the level of player that I'm getting. I've got a good wide receiver that does everything, runs all the routes. We just broke down, plays every position, and even that year, which we've gone back to a bunch with Joe Brady, that year in Carolina, he's third on the pecking order. They had DJ Moore, who was very good, and they had just paid Robbie Anderson a bunch of money, and he was in the prime of his career, so he was third. And they had McCaffrey, although I think McCaffrey missed a lot of that year. But he was kind of buried a little bit, just a little bit. Here, there's no burying. I mean, he might be the number one. So, I mean, I'm not going to be... I think a lot of people might be surprised. I bet the fantasy world would certainly be surprised. I'm mentally preparing for him to have 150 opportunities this year.
How many players get that many? Because, again, if you're giving him 30 rushes...
Yeah.
You're in a PPR league, you're not getting those points for a catch. But...
I mean, let's look at Deebo Samuel. He's Curtis Samuel. He's Deebo Samuel light. I think of... Every player in the league in the last 3 years
has been compared
to Deebo Samuel.
I mean, Khalil Shakir has been compared to Deebo
Samuel.
Everybody's
been compared to him. I feel like Curtis Samuel is, of all the people that have ever been compared to him, Curtis Samuel is the closest. He's the guy that gets used the closest. He's definitely lighter. How much lighter is he, actually? Deebo is listed at 6 foot 215. Yeah, he's about 15 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
So, okay, he's definitely not as thick as Samuel is. But he gets used in a lot of the same ways. And what does Deebo Samuel get by year? I mean, he's looking at about 90 targets and about 40 rushes. Okay, so maybe that would be a lot for him. Huh? 150 for Curtis Samuel?
130, I think, is a good number.
130
is a good number.
I'm just wondering how high that could really go.
But when you talk about Debo's opportunities, the Niners are a run-heavy team.
And right, the Bills, that's right.
Here's the thing. The Bills might be a heavier run team, but the handoffs might just go to the receivers instead.
And the quarterback.
And, you know.
They're going to lead the league in non-running back rush attempts.
Would that be crazy?
No, I think it's probably going to end up being the case. Debo, by the way, he did have 1 year when he had 121 targets and 59 rush attempts.
Yeah.
180 opportunities. That was the year where he played like running back at the end of the year.
803-0550. You want to chime in? We're happy to have you here. We can take calls from St. John Fisher, and you can join us. Jeremy and Joe, Sal joins us at 7:30. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast. He's been out here this week. We'll talk with Joe. We talked to him during the season, and excited to catch up with him, bring a conversation there. And then Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich coming up at the 9 o'clock hour as well as we cruise through. Another beautiful day. It's been nothing but beautiful in the mornings here at Fisher. Maybe some storms rolling through both Buffalo and Rochester today. Some thunderstorms could roll through, so plan accordingly. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.